A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Yedalid, Nedarim 14b, pagination is 28. We'll start from the Gemara, which is at the end of the line, six lines up. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Gimel, Halacha Aleph, outlines a principle that we find, which is that there's a distinction between shavua, an oath, and neder, a vow. Now, whether these English translations are perfect or not, but that's how they're typically translated. And there is a difference, which we need to mention, because we're doing Hilchos Nedarim primarily right now, the concept of vows and how they work. The Rambam writes, Shavua chala al davar sheyesh bo mamish ve'al davar she'ein bo mamish. An oath can work both on something that's tangible and on something that is not tangible. The example that's going to come up in our Gemara is a person who makes a statement, an oath or a vow, that he's not going to sleep. And regarding a shavua, an oath, that would work. Because sleeping is a davar she'ein bo mamish, it's not tangible. You're making an oath now regarding sleeping. That's not a tangible item. It's not an animal, it's not a fruit, it's not a loaf of bread. It's an activity that's abstract. It's that I'm not going to do something. And a shavua works for that because it's a commitment, it's an oath. Unedarim, but a vow, again, whether vow is the right translation or not, but a neder einon chalin ela al davar sheyesh ba mamish. It can only work on something that is tangible. Our classic example of a neder was that I took an animal that's part of the herd, and I designated the animal as a carbon. I did something of a commitment to something that is tangible. And therefore, our Gemara is going to tell us that if a person wants to make a neder, a vow, regarding sleeping, his wording cannot be that I will not sleep. It has to be that my eyes will not experience sleep. It has to affect something that's tangible in the world. Whereas, going back to the concept of a shavua, an oath, you could make a commitment regarding sleeping as far as a shavua goes, but in neder, you would have to word it carefully. Let's see the Gemara, which tells us an even more sophisticated case where the activity is only becoming prohibited, hinged on a different activity. Itmar, we learned. Konam einai b'shina hayom. I'm making a neder, a konam, a vow, that my eyes should be prohibited in sleep today. Im ishan lamachar, if I will sleep tomorrow. So before we get to the sophistication of the case, let's just point out that this is in fulfillment of what we said by way of introduction. The person is not prohibiting himself by way of a vow in sleep. He's prohibiting his eyes in sleep because the wording has to be that something tangible has been affected by the neder. Now, what is the sophistication of this particular neder? He is saying that I should be prohibited in sleeping today if I sleep tomorrow. Now, you follow the problem. I won't know whether I'm prohibited today in sleeping until tomorrow has passed, and tomorrow information is going to be too late to know how should I conduct myself today. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Al Yishan Hayom, he should not sleep today, Shema Yishan Lamachar, because maybe he's going to sleep tomorrow, and that will affect the permissibility of sleeping today. And therefore, since today I don't know whether I'm permitted or forbidden, because tomorrow's sleep has not yes or no happened yet, therefore today I should not sleep, because it could be that it'll turn out that is prohibited from sleeping today. That's the way we paskin. Rav Nachman Omar, Rav Nachman says, Yishan Hayom, if you want, you could sleep today, and just be careful tomorrow not to sleep. V'lo chayshinan shema yishan lamachar. You could simply be careful tomorrow, make sure that the condition is not fulfilled, and you'll be making sure that there was no prohibition of sleeping today. We'll see in a moment that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav doesn't agree with this, and we don't paskin the way Rav Nachman is saying, because a person is careful when he's dealing with the prohibition, but he's not careful when he's dealing with the condition. If you tell me it's forbidden to sleep today, or it might be forbidden to sleep today, I'll be careful. But if you tell me yesterday, which is already past, is the time of permitted or forbidden, today, it's a condition. If. So then a person's not careful on that, and therefore we cannot set you up for a situation where the prohibited time has already passed, and it's only the condition that remains, and we're hoping you're going to play the condition properly so that the prohibition which already occurred should not be a prohibition. That's not something we set you up for, and you would not be allowed to sleep today because we're concerned the condition tomorrow would be fulfilled. Omode Rav Yehuda agrees, Ba'omer, if a person would say, Konam einai beshina lemachar im ishan hayom, my eyes should be forbidden in sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, so that the condition is today, the prohibition, if there is one, is tomorrow. Sheyishan hayom, Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to sleep today. And the reason is simple. The Gemara says on the top of the next Amud, Kilo mizdahir, when a person is not careful, is bitana'a, in conditions. Avo bi'isura mizdahir, but in the actual prohibition, he will be careful. And therefore, if you choose, you could sleep today, you'll have fulfilled the condition which causes a prohibition of sleep tomorrow. But that's just like every prohibition, every neder, every vow that's made. There's a prohibition, but I know about the prohibition, and I'm obligated to fulfill it, and I will. And therefore, there's a dramatic difference between having a prohibition on the first day and not really knowing if it exists until the condition of the second day occurs, or, in contrast, having the condition first, and then when I enter day two, I know that I'm prohibited, and I'll certainly fulfill it. One more thought. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim, Perek Dalid, Halacha Yedalid, describes these conditional type of vows, and he writes, Ha'omer peros elu asurim alai hayom im elech lemakar lemakam ploni. A person, not hinging sleep, but hinging the permissibility of a certain food. He says these fruits should be forbidden to me today if I go tomorrow to a certain place. So the condition is on the second day. The prohibition, if there is one, is on the first day, and he doesn't quite know whether it is prohibited or not at that time. Harezu asur la'achlam hayom, it's forbidden to eat them today. Gezeira shema yelech lemachal la'osa makom, because we're not quite sure what's going to happen tomorrow. Says the Rambam, and this is something I'd like you to think about, Vim avar va'ochlan hayom, if he went and ate them today, which we didn't recommend that he do, but he did. V'holach lamachar, and then he fulfilled the condition tomorrow, creating retroactively a prohibition. So now we know that he was in violation. Loke, he could actually get malchus for violating his vow. The question that I think we should think about is malchus lashes as a punishment is when a person knows that he's doing a violation. Over here, at what point does he get his hasra, his warning? At what point do we know that he's in violation of his vow? Yesterday, when he did it, he did not know yet whether the condition would be fulfilled. And today, when he's fulfilling the condition, he's fulfilling the condition. He's not doing the prohibition. How does it work exactly that a person would get malchus for this package deal that he hinges today, a prohibition, on tomorrow's activity? Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.